17 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Did you ever meet Peter Corrett?
The photographer?
Yeah.
I did, and I was present at that shoot that you did up at the farm in the tree with no clothes on that Peter took. And I remember, well, I was in my early 20s, and I was very red-faced. Quite ashamed I was. My father would be up a tree in his 50s, naked, having his photo taken for a centrefold.
In his 50s. Was that what he was wearing, was it? His 50s.
I think you were in your 50s.
I'm sorry I mentioned it. What are we going to talk about cooking?
Well, actually, look, getting right back to basics, I wanted to ask you if you've ever milked a goat.
I didn't even learn to milk a cow on the farm. I was too clever for that. Milk
really?
A goat? Why do you ask me that?
You never learned to milk a cow?
No.
Or a sheep?
No.
Because I've been out at Mudgee and I learned how to milk a goat at the weekend.
Goodness me.
It was a fantastic experience, actually.
Do you use the normal milk bucket or?
No, I used by hand, actually. We didn't put a bucket underneath because she was really just showing us how to do it. Squirted everywhere, squirted myself. And it's quite sort of slippery, actually, once you get it on your hands.
Yeah.
But a great experience. So I was out there at a cheese-making course, which is run at a place in Mudgee called Leaning Oak Dairy and Winery, and run by Gloria Cox, she's a fantastic teacher. We were there for 7 hours from 9 o'clock in the morning when we first met the goats until 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we departed with our Camemberts and our blue cheeses, which still needed a lot of nurturing, let me tell you. In many ways, the day reminded me of looking after babies because all the equipment has to be sanitised. You've got to be really, really careful with the hygiene. And we're in a hot, steamy room, and it needs constant attention, just like, you know, babies do. Even when we broke for morning tea and for lunch, we still had to keep our eye on the timer and duck back in and either stir the curd or cut through the curd or add the rennet or whatever. So it's a very long, involved process. And once you make the commitment, you really need to stick to it, just, you know, as when you have a baby.
Okay, well, now, have you got the goat's cheese? Can you eat it yet?
Oh, no. It's still in the fridge. I'm hoping, if I've looked after my babies properly, that the Camembert will grow a white mould and that the blue cheese will develop its, you know, the blue veins through it. Because on top of adding a little bit of mould to the milk, once it's in the basket and you've turned it out, you've got to keep skewering it so that the holes develop and the blue vein, the mould develops in the veins.
Okay.
So hopefully these two little cheeses will be ready for Christmas and maybe we can taste them on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so...
It was a fantastic experience.
What's the place called?
It's called Leaning Oak and it's out at Mudgee and I've put the details on my webpage. But they also do sheep out there. Now, we didn't get to milk the sheep.
No.
Not last weekend. But look, the other thing I just wanted to tell you about was that the countryside is looking so magnificent after all this rain. Honestly, it's just breathtaking. And country hospitality is just, you know, wonderful. We went to a terrific lunch on Saturday at a winery further out of town called Rosby, where Gerald and Kay Rosby make fantastic Cab Sabs and Shiraz and Port. And they had a local caterer. There's some terrific caterers in Mudgee, a girl called Rachel doing an Italian-style lunch. And actually, at many times during the day, I thought, look, I could be sitting in the countryside in Tuscany or in Provence. This is just as beautiful. The food's just as good. The hospitality, really, you know, what's going on out in those regional areas in Australia is fantastic.
Yes, I think you've told us that's sort of...
The standard is really high.
Okay, now what do you have for us?
Okay, I have for you a very, very simple recipe using a goat's Camembert. It's just it's an open omelette with the Camembert and some oven-roasted tomatoes. So you just need to... Well, I would get farm fresh eggs, of course, 3 eggs, a knob of butter in a frying pan, whisk the eggs together and then pour them into the pan. And when they're just beginning to set, slice some brie or Camembert, whichever you've got, and either goat or milk is fine, or even sheep. Put that on the top and just let it warm slightly, not melt too much. Scatter some rocket over the top and serve it. For breakfast or for brunch. In fact, this was a dish that was served to Bill Clinton a few years ago for brunch at the Sydney Convention Centre.
Ah, uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. Now, look, one other thing I just want to say, I've got the details of cheese making classes at Mudgee on my webpage because it's become very trendy. I mean, a lot of people are doing cheese making now. But there's also a place in Sydney called Willowbrae. I think you know David. He and his wife Karen are based out in the Hawkesbury Valley, and they're always at the Fox Markets and the North Sydney Produce Markets. They make fabulous goat's cheese too. And you can contact them. I'll give you a phone number for them if you're interested in doing cheese making in Sydney.
Put that on your website.
Okay, I'll put it on my website.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay.
The website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.